Well, Staffordshire's acting chief constable won't face charges over the way she investigated a murder in 2002. Jane Sawyers is one of 14 officers who looked into the death of Kevin Nunes. BBC Radio Stokes North Staffordshire reporter Chris King has the details. Chris, what happened to Kevin Nunes?
Well, Tim, Kevin Nunes was a keen amateur footballer who was found dead in a country lane in Passingham near Wolverhampton in 2002. He was killed in what was described as an execution-style murder. Now, in 2008, five men were jailed for the killing, but last year they had their convictions quashed amid concerns about the way that the investigation was run. The concerns included claims that evidence was withheld. Now, that led to an investigation by the Independent Police Complaints Commission, which handed over its findings to the Crown Prosecution Service last year.
And there are some quite high-profile officers involved here as well.
There were indeed a total of 14 who were investigated. Of those, five have retired and nine are still serving. As you mentioned, they include the acting Chief Constable of Staffordshire Police, that's Jane Sawyers, also the Chief Constables of Northamptonshire and Gloucestershire Forces, and Marcus Beale, who's the Assistant Chief Constable of West Midlands Police. Five were cleared in January. Today, the CPS decided that there wasn't enough evidence to charge the rest of them either.
And what has the IPCC had to say about it?
Well, in a statement, it says that it has noted the decision of the CPS, but it doesn't seem to be over yet.
The IPCC will soon be providing the appropriate police and crime commissioners and relevant forces with a report detailing our findings as to whether or not a number of serving officers have a case to answer for either misconduct or gross misconduct and should face disciplinary proceedings. All 14 officers who worked for Staffordshire Police at the time of the murder inquiry have been interviewed by investigators at least twice, and the team have looked at 8,000 documents and taken around 300 statements.
And so it looks like we and indeed they will have to wait and see whether they're going to face any further action.
All right, thanks.